within the last few weeks.
About a month and a half, yes. Paul Wilshire did, in fact, receive a copy of the tape, and within 24 hours, he was dead.
When the football was taken away from George Bush, and for those who may not know, the football is the little, the briefcase that contains all the nuclear codes and so on. Where did that football go after George Bush lost it?
The football went back to the Pentagon, where Colin Powell then made sure that a member of the Armed Services Committee, a civilian member of the Armed Services Committee, as well as a member of the Pentagon staff, high-level brass, took the football into possession. That was also the time when the majority of the nuclear devices of the United States were being rearranged under one central command.
What command is that now?
Please know that prior to these times, nuclear devices were found in the hands of the United States Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, various other forward operations of the United States Army. They each had their own tactical weapons. Now, all nukes, and I'm referring to everything from short-range units to long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles, have been brought under one central registry.
Do you have any feeling regarding Clinton? Do you think?
Once again, I think I've lost you.
Hello, Gunther. Gunther, do you hear me now? Hello. Can you hear me now, Gunther?
Are you there?
Gunther, can you hear me now?
No, okay, I've lost you again. So I did not hear the last 45 seconds to 1 minute of transmission.
My goodness. Okay, can you hear me now then?
I hear you loud and clear once again.
Okay. I was asking if you have any idea whether Bill Clinton might have the football at this particular time.
Negative. Bill Clinton does not. Bill Clinton has not been entrusted with any nuclear codes of this government.
Wow. So where does that reside now, do you think?
It still is. It's part of the Pentagon structure.
Is the Pentagon taking on a life of its own as a super secret agency then?
Absolutely. The Pentagon has developed a life of its own, and there are two new agencies, or let's say inter-agencies within the Pentagon structure, who are now responsible for the safety of the United States, and in the event that the United States needs to use nuclear weapons as a deterrent against foreign force. It has nothing to do with the executive branch of government any longer.
Well, that is quite a revelation right there.
Well, regretfully, it's fact. It has for some time now.
Well, it is said that there is a shadow government that is really running the show, and that Bill Clinton is basically a puppet on a string. Do you have any information on that or any insight into that?
I concur wholeheartedly as far as that statement goes. Again, I feel that the statement doesn't go far enough, as I don't believe that any president in the last 12 years has really had any significant power. It is the power behind the throne, although it vacillates back and forth, that actually gives or issues power to the president who is sitting in the White House. Ronald Reagan had very little to say in his own administration, and I think everybody pretty well knows that it was George Bush that was running the show from behind the throne. And even George Bush, upon his entry or his ascendancy into the presidency of the United States, had lost virtually all his power and became a vassal of the individuals who controlled him.
In this last issue of the Contact magazine, there was a write-up regarding Henry Kissinger. Is that a name that we should attach to some of this that we're talking about right now?
I think Henry Kissinger played a far more significant role in United States policy and politics than any individual in the last 30 years.
Wow.
And Mr. Kissinger, from behind the scenes, still pulls many, many threads and cords.
It is said that he was a Soviet spy right from the beginning.
I didn't hear what you said, but I'm assuming you said that he was a Soviet mole or a Soviet agent or a KGB. And the answer is indubitably yes. Mr. Kissinger is part of the same group that has run the Soviet Union and the United States during the entirety of the Cold War period. Are you there? At no time does the United States or the President of the United States or the Secretary General of the Soviet Union run anything. It was the people behind the throne that were running both countries. And regretfully, again, the people behind the thrones of the old Soviet Empire and the United States of America are one and the same.
How about Clinton?
This may sound like a lot of fiction, but...
Yeah. How about Bill Clinton now with regard to, let's mention KGB or CIA. Does Bill Clinton really fall into one of those particular factions himself?
I don't think he falls into a faction such as CIA or KGB. I think what he falls under is radical socialist, and as radical socialist, he has adhered to some of the doctrines that have been espoused over the last 60, 70 years. Bordering communism, running radical socialism back and forth. If you look closely at some of his policy endeavors, you'll see the old iron imprint of the bear. I could be wrong, but that's my opinion, for whatever it's worth to it.
Yeah. Well, Gunther, what is there that you feel should gain wider notoriety? What subject have I failed to ask you that you would like to make known to the folks that would be of importance for us?
Okay, I think what really needs to be stressed is the fact that although I'm an incarcerated individual in this country, this is not a large feat. It can happen to any of them. It can happen to any of the listeners or any of the readers of Contact, or any member of your family in a heart split second. You have no assurances anymore that your life and liberty interests are protected by the government that you have put in place. The entire Department of Justice, the agency system, the Pentagon structure, including the Defense Intelligence Agency, are hell-bent for leather for usurping the last vestiges and the final rights under the Constitution. The document is basically dead and buried. There's nothing left. The entire first four amendments of the Bill of Rights, or the first four entries of the Articles of the Bill of Rights, have been suspended. And you can't even travel in this country any longer without being subject to search and seizure at somebody's demand or beck and call. I am very much afraid that if the people of this country do not act soon, they're going to have hell to pay for it in the next 200 years, because the country is slipping away from them far, far faster than it was fought for back in the colonial and revolutionary wars. It's almost too late now. But I'm not... Please understand that I am not propagating or pushing an idea of an armed conflict or conflagration with the United States Army or with any other branch of government. I'm for voicing your opinion. I believe now, more than ever before in my life, that the pen is definitely mightier than the sword. But something must be done. People must stand together, meld together as one cohesive unit, and speak out and demand that their rights, pursuant to the Constitution, is guarded. They cannot afford to give anything else away.
Do you feel there's still time for this?
I don't know whether there is or isn't, and regretfully, I'm not a soothsayer. All I can tell you is that the clock is at 2400 hours, and we're ticking away the last and final second. Although we've set the nuclear clock back, the clock for the loss of American right and liberty has advanced. We're at the 0 hour all over again.
Well, that is something that we have been aware of, and hearing it come from a person such as yourself is rather sobering just in and of itself. What are the factions at work in this country right now? It is said that the Bolsheviks in this country are really running the show. Do you have any information about that, how these various factions are laid out and playing against each other at this point?
You're getting a lot of static or backseat from this, but I'll attempt to answer your question. I have heard you state that you think that, or people think that the Bolsheviks are really running the show. I don't believe that. very same people that are running the Democrats, the Republicans, and the blooming Bolsheviks, and the present-day new free Russians are the same ones that have been running the entire world economy for the last 75 years. Nothing's changed. That's the problem that we're looking at. We've got such beautiful titles as CFR, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Council of 300, and God knows what other acronyms they employ to describe this group of people who are basically in control of the world economy. Folks, don't be fooled. It is not a great huge conglomerate that is running anything. It is a small handful of men from different areas of the world who have banded together to, number one, economically subjugate entire sections of the globe, the areas that are strong, that have vast natural resources or other economic powers that can be played with. And these are the same ones that did the warring and the funding for various wars in Europe from the time of the Middle Ages and the Crusades to the present time. Nothing has changed. Also, Rothschild has proliferated to the point where it's no longer just the House of Rothschild. And I'm not saying it's the Jews, the blacks, the Caucasians, or anybody. I'm saying it's a group of people who have banded together for one express purpose, and that's to rule. And they're doing a darn good job of it.
Okay, Gunther, we have probably just 1 minute or so to go. Upon your parole, which we surely hope and pray is going to be very, very soon, do you think that coming along with that will be a mandate to kind of try your tongue so that you can't speak out on some of these issues? Or do you think that you'll be able to continue to make us aware of what's going on?
I doubt very seriously that I will have very many more interviews left in me. According to the negotiations that are going on right now, the primary directive is for me to keep my trap shut. And if I choose to open it, I would have to consider suffering the consequences. And as you and I both know, the consequences could mean additional incarceration, death, or death of a family member. I'm not really prepared to put my family on the line any further. But then again, on the reverse side of this token, I'm not prepared to shut up because just too much has been permitted to go unsaid already.
Can we keep you, we're just about to the end of the hour. Can we ask you another question?
Certainly.
How about the Waco situation?
The sleepers were brought to life. However, they did not adhere to the programming and were therefore subject to modification or having to be terminated. And I see that they chose the latter of the two.
So in order, because these sleepers were, I guess they were not responding to the programming anymore, that they were becoming a threat, they had to do away with them then.
That's basically my opinion. However, I don't think that it was a question that they were responding anymore. I don't think they ever responded properly to begin with. When they brought the sleepers back to life, or brought the sleeper to life, and attempted to bring the prior programming into harmony and get an execution of such programming on the line, they found that the sleeper did not respond, and I'm speaking for all 7 of them.
Now, by sleeper, would you define that for those who may not be aware of that term?
Usually, the term would imply that an individual has been subjected to modification of thought process, that he has an overprint over certain old memories which preclude or prohibit going back and remembering certain specifics that happened in his life, and that area that has been taken out has been replaced by a program and then covered over that could be left in place for a period of anywhere from 1 to 20 or 25 years, triggered by such as high frequency or letter or voice contact or visual contact. That would bring the sleeper into active mode. Regretfully, I use that word quite frequently. Regretfully, there are many more like that around the country today.
Okay, well, Gunther, as we take leave of you now, do you have any final words for us that you would like to add right here?
meld together, stand tall, protect what you hold near and dear. That's my parting advice.
Gunther Restbacher, thank you very much. We appreciate this opportunity to speak with you, and our prayers are with you in terms of your parole and hopefully very soon to be released from captivity. And so we wish you Godspeed and thank you.
Thank you for having me, and take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Gunther. Gunther?
Yeah, I was beginning to worry that I was able to get through it.
Okay, we had a few interesting little beeps, and suddenly you came through again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just wanted to make sure that everything went well enough that you were able to use it.
I believe so. I think we got a good take on that.
All right. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
Anything that anybody else would like to add?
Yes, you asked, you said that the nuclear had been set up for a while.
Yes, hold on just a moment. I'm getting a question from someone in the audience.
Sure.
You mentioned that the nuclear had been set aside.
Okay.
You mentioned the nuclear had been set aside. What do you know about that?
Yeah, with regard to the nuclear having been set aside, centralized. Oh, right, okay, the centralization of all the nuclear capabilities.
Yes.
Has that been set aside? What is the real status of that now?
Well, the real status of it is, yes, it has been satisfied. The United States Navy is now in firm control of the entire nuclear arsenal of the United States of America.
And is there a timetable for the utilization of that?
There probably is, but I don't know about it.
Okay. Anyone else with a question? Okay, I guess not.
Algeria?
Yeah. Lady asks if you have any thoughts or anything going on in Algeria that we should possibly know about.
Algeria at this present time is rather unstable. The threat of massive civil war looms very much overhead. However, the problem is not so much Algeria at this point, but rather Nigeria. Nigeria, I would expect that the outbreak of hostilities will begin somewhere around the 27th or 28th of this month.
27th or 28th of this month?
That's correct. I don't know if you are aware of the fact, but they did have an election there approximately two and a half months ago, and the election required that a non-family member of Ibrahim Basiyanga would be brought into office. However, Ibrahim is not to the point where he's willing to relinquish power. Recently, in the course of the last 6 weeks, a couple of tankers from an undisclosed source did approach the Port Harcourt, and in exchange for oil, or considerations for oil, they did supply a rather large number of rebel force with AK-47 and, I would imagine, close to 750,000 rounds of ammunition.
Okay, fireworks coming up there.
I have a question.
Yes, another question. Hold on.
The question concerning the possibility of a disruption in gold market supplies due to the fact that the African National Congress and the Communist Party of South Africa might have some conflicts in the near future.
How about the possibility of interruption in the gold markets because of conflicts with the ANC in Africa and the Communist Party in South Africa?
That's a distinct possibility. I'm sure that everybody's aware of the fact that very, very recently they've had a mass demonstration there where the black police, are hitting the barricades. They're attempting to secure a better position within the present de Klerk's government. However, bear in mind that whatever the insurgents might attempt to do, there is a massive agency task force again in Angola bearing down upon South Africa. So I would say, viewed from the perspective that Angola is saturated with agency personnel, or the insurgents try to do it will be rather short-lived.
Any other questions that you would like to address to Gunther?
Is there anything to do for Russell and Joyce?
Lady asks if there's something, what can we do for you and Ray Ellen?
Keep us in your mind, thoughts, prayers, and meditations, because that's the only thing that seems to work. I've noticed very, very distinctly that no matter what our people attempt to do as far as securing my release, nothing has borne fruit. The only thing that I have relied upon and I've found has been a tremendous impact is the American Patriot Network. Fellows like Joe Jordan from the National POW MIA Alliance, people such as the Eckers, the Contact Readership, your people, have all contributed significantly to my present day better status or better treatment as a prisoner here in Missouri. So I'm thankful to each and every one of them.
When is the second parole hearing scheduled to come out?
It's already been done.
Oh, that's been done, huh?
Affirmative, and we're waiting for the result right now. It would appear that they will choose to release me, basically in order just to keep their little games below the table. Otherwise, tremendous amounts of problems will begin to surface. Please know, however, that a document that was printed in a Contact newspaper, it was a reprint of a letter from Secretary of State Roy Blunt, that's from the prior administration, to a certain prosecutor, my prosecutor, who now is a judge. In the document, it was referring, of course, to Southwest Latex Company, which is one of my proprietaries, that Secretary of State demanded that the prosecutor Zipperman do whatever is in his power to secure my arrest, high bond, and ultimately my conviction. The quid pro quo for all this was that Zipperman would receive a judgeship in the state of Missouri, which he in fact did. The individual, Roy Blunt, dared put this document stating that there were no charges, there was no ground for filing of any of these charges, but he is doing it in order to repay a favor to a certain individual named Christian, who was a friend of the DDCO, Deputy Director of Covert Operations. So that, in conjunction with prior governor, a fellow named Ashcroft, and the Attorney General for the state of Missouri, an individual named William Webster, a nephew of the ex-DCI, who, by the way, this William Webster has recently received an 18-month federal sentence for underhanded dealing and fraud against the state of Missouri. They worked together to secure my confinement. Although these people are no longer in office, one of the mainstays behind the throne is now the governor of the state of Missouri and a close friend of Roy Blunt, so I may still have some problems.
Okay, would you comment, please, on what we like to call the suiciding of Vincent Foster?
I don't know if I should. I think that the Contact printed some material that came from an undisclosed set of sources. The information that Contact did, in fact, print came up within 3 days in the mass media about a van and the individual who, in fact, reported the death of Vincent Foster to the police. The van nor the individual who reported the death were ever heard of. It is my understanding that the individuals who perpetrated this little act of the suiciding of Vincent Foster did, in fact, were federal black and were members of the intelligence services.
Were they just trying to send a message to others in various other governmental capacities that they better not stray from the line?
Absolutely. I think they succeeded rather well. But I'm not necessarily certain that the faction that orchestrated the demise of Foster is part of the Clinton campaign or part of the Clinton administration. It may very well be the well-known second faction within the agency or the rogue faction backing the second faction. I think what it in essence does, it lets the Clintons know that although they are in the White House, they too can be removed.
Yeah. Would you comment on the involvement with the Worthen Group of the Rose Law Firm and the Stevens family involvement? I think that's out of Arkansas and so forth.
I'm sorry. There's not much I can say because I lack the data on that aspect of it. The only thing that I'm aware of is the tie-in with Barry Seals years ago in an agency operation out of MENA. And that, in turn, brought the Arkansas State Police into play, and the Arkansas State Police, I'm sure, notified the Clintonites, and everybody closed their eyes to what was going on at MENA and at Friendship. So it all deals in and handles together with a prior agency operation out of the Arkansas area.
Okay, any other questions that anyone may have for the Red Doctor? I guess not, Gunther. Thank you very much for being there and for hanging in there. And we wish you all the luck. And we're looking forward to the results from the parole hearing here coming up. When do you expect to hear from the officials on that?
This week, this coming week.
Well, wonderful. We will be looking forward to hearing the results on that.
Thank you very much. And if you need me, please contact the source that you went through to get a hold of me this time.
All right.
And I'll be available.
Thank you very much, Gunther.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.